This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
All right, we're going to go to Seattle, Washington with Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
So I'm just looking for some guidance for our son. He's 21 and is renting an apartment with three roommates. One of the roommates is not holding a job and did not pay September rent and has told my son that he is not going to pay October rent. And my son is covering his portion of the rent. And I'm just trying to figure out how to advise him to get through this situation. They have a lease until January, but it doesn't seem right that he would have to cover the roommate's rent. And it puts him in a, financial hardship. So I'm just not sure what to tell him.
Jennifer, do you know the details of the lease? Because, for example, when I was in an apartment, it was kind of a college apartment. In college, we all had individual leases, even though we were in a traditional apartment. Is there one person on the lease, or do they all have individual leases?
I believe they all have individual leases.
Okay.
But I would have to confirm.
Okay. I know this sounds heartless. I'm just going to tell you, he needs to stop paying it.
Okay.
He needs to stop paying it. If he wanted to do 1 month as a gift, that's his choice. He can do that. That's generous and kind. But this roommate is not going to be motivated to get a job, keep a job, and pay his rent as long as it's being paid for him. And that's nothing against his friend. That's just, he's showing that he's not doing it, because there are more job opportunities right now than any time before. Everyone is begging for employees everywhere. He could get a job tonight at a restaurant. They're desperate. So if he doesn't have a job, that's on him. That's not because there's not opportunities out there. And so I struggle with this, because your son is the one that's suffering because of this roommate's incompetence, lack of motivation, lack of responsibility, whatever. I mean,
yeah. I mean, at first I was like, well, I guess the son's the landlord, because
There must be a reason for this.
Why is he taking this on himself? Is he just a good guy? I think he's just a good guy.
He's really concerned about how, this could impact his financial future. He has does not have a credit score. He's paid cash for his vehicles. They paid extra to have the security deposit, and so he just doesn't want the repercussions to come back on him. So
but
I think
separate
he's
leases.
Trying to make. I have to confirm that.
Okay.
I think that's how they are set up. But if they're not separate leases, what would I advise him to do?
Okay, I was gonna say, if it's not separate, then I want to know who is on the lease, because the person on the lease is the person responsible. If it's your son, I can see why he would want to pay that to cover his own behind and not have the repercussions of that. If it's a different roommate, that's different. Then that's between the roommate that won't pay and the roommate that's on the lease. If it's the roommate that's not paying, surely it's not. But if it is, then that's going to fall on him. But either way, your son doesn't have to fill the gap. He doesn't need to fill the gap, unless, to your point, he is on the lease and he is somehow responsible for this other roommate. If they're separate, then there's absolutely no reason he should have to.
Does the landlord know that this guy can't pay?
My son tried to contact the leasing office yesterday, and he was not able to get a return call yesterday. So I don't know if they're aware of that yet or not.
Yeah, I would make them aware of it and let them be the bad guy instead of your son.
Yes.
So that doesn't hurt these relationships, because it sounds like if I'm the leasing office, I'm going, well, if you can't pay, then we have to get rid of you. You can't live here if you can't pay. That's part of the deal. And so I would let them get involved. And I hope he likes the group of guys he's with. Does he? Are they all great friends?
No, it's not they're not very clean. They don't clean up after themselves. So he's looking to get out of the situation after the lease is up.
Okay. That was my second question. I was like, I don't know what the deal is. If they're all best friends, that's great. But I can't stand a roommate that I can't get along with, that's not clean. And so I think he needs to find a different renting situation. And this is a pretty unique situation where this guy can't pay and is unwilling to work when he easily can go get a job today, like Christy said. People are desperate. Money is out there. So I would see if he can even get out of the lease early. If this is a toxic situation, even outside of this guy not paying, even if he could pay, he still hates living here. Your son deserves better, and he's in a great financial spot because of a great mom like you who's raised him well. And so I want him to be in a renting situation that he actually enjoys, and maybe that's getting one roommate. Depending on where he's at and what he can afford, I don't see anything wrong with that. And you may be able to get out of the lease early looking at the details of it.
Yeah, Jennifer, it's going to come down to the details of this lease. That's what we're telling you. It's going to come down to that. Who is on it? That person is legally responsible for the rent being paid on time. If your son and the other roommates are all on it, then he's only responsible for his part. If the other roommate is on it, whoever is on it on behalf of the entire household is the one that needs to, that is going to feel this financial hit. But I totally agree with George. Get the landlord involved. Let the landlord be the bad guy. And your son does not need to pay this anymore. Not once more. Not at all. And the fact that this roommate is not working, I can't fathom someone not working right now that has the ability to, when the job opportunities are out there and you're not paying rent. That's, let's just call it what it is. He's stealing. That roommate is stealing. Stealing from your son, stealing from the landlord. He has made a commitment, a financial commitment, to live in this place that he is not upholding, and that is not okay.
A better gift, instead of paying his rent, would be to help him find a job and say, hey, I found 7 places that are hiring, and here's the applications. Go do that and go get some money so if you want to continue to live here.
Yeah, but he won't do it. I mean, this guy, if he would have done it, he would have done it.
He's kind of a bum right now, and, you know, at that age, you can sometimes fall into that slump where you're just like, nah.
I'm just a dude.
I just don't want to work.
Guy.
Just don't feel like it. Don't want to flip burgers. Dude, he needs to get his mojo back. This other roommate that's not paying, and he needs to do something about the situation.
It's going to take a consequence, and that consequence is probably getting kicked out.
Yep.
The other thing to look into, Jennifer, when we talked about this lease thing is, George was talking about getting out of the lease early. A lot of times if you break a lease early, there is some type of early, you know, whatever fee. The fee might be 1 month's rent, and your son's already paid that. It may be worth it to your son to pay that fee, which would have been just paying for the other roommate equivalent. And then he's out of there. He's done with these jokers that are a mess, that aren't paying their bills, and he can move on to find good roommates in a good place, maybe live by himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like it'd be
a
real,
the dream.
A real gift at this point in his life.
He deserves it.
Look into the details of the lease, Jennifer, and I hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.